Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome to everyone. This is Jethro Smith, and I'm so excited to have you guys listening in tonight. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are being wild. Those of you who've had a chance to listen in on Wednesdays know this is our phenomenal friend from the Pacific. No, I'm teasing. I make you sound like she's out in the wild waters. She's from California right now. She's living there. She's a very phenomenal individual. She's internationally recognized. She's an intuitive, a spiritual coach, a psychic, a medium, a friend, the one we love, the one and only Melissa Berman. How are you, Melissa?
Thank you. I'm great. Oh, my God, what a day. Hi, everybody. How are you? How the hell are you on this crazy Wednesday? I was thinking, like, why is it so crazy today? And I, you know, I always get guided to read some stuff, and then I can report back to everybody. And the planets, of course, are, they're not ruling us, but they're guiding us, God's messengers. And I'm telling you, I hope everybody did okay today. It's just like Wednesday has now become the weirdest day of the week, I think. Not with us together, but just like even traveling or going out for some reason. You know, there's just been some wild stuff. We are wild.
Love it, and it's true.
We love you all.
And that, you know, that's a friend. Make a friend of knowledge. All of you guys are writing. I had someone tell me yesterday that they go, Jethro, you really are against books. No, not at all. I'm a bookworm, and I do know that what you have heard me say is I will tell individuals to work with the books, but to work with their own intuition. But I'm very much an advocate of books. I had a friend tease me about it, and some other associates that the picture they have of me, and those of you who are watching on Facebook or seeing my life and other things unfold, and I'm sharing pieces. This week it is my family and memories there. I've gotten energy. What you'll also be able to see is I'm going to put out and work with an energy of a picture of me at the library. I used to carry, you could only get out, like back in the day, 8 books, and they had a mandatory thing that you could rent and have out, you know, on land from the library, 8 books for 2 weeks, and then you had to make sure. And so I kept that per capita. And I don't know, you know, obviously I was a little bit of an odd child, and we're going to talk about children tonight. Those of you who are writing in the subject, talk about those psychic kids. Me and Melissa have started this, and now they're writing in all these questions, and I can't wait to get to them. But that's what I was doing as a child, and I realized is I would take these books, and I would do them like Charlotte's Web and the other books. I read them differently, and I know that people are going, well, I don't know what you're saying. My child's having some things. I'm not saying there's something bad or good, but I can tell you, before you rule out and want to talk and talk some of the seizures, make sure you're getting a professional opinion and a spiritual when it comes to it. I know of two individuals that I recently spoke with. One of the people was telling me that they said their child had learning disabilities, and after a little bit of encouragement and working, they found out it was a spiritual. Their child was able to read, and what they were having was the child told them that they were sensing things and working with it. So, long story short, now they're working with their 8-year-old son, who's doing very well. He had no problem before it. Check into your child when they're talking to you. Listen to them and do learning. Tell us a little bit, Melissa, about what would you do with a child who does have psychic abilities. We kind of hit on this last week, and you know your child has abilities. The big vote is, do you keep them hidden so the world doesn't contaminate them, or do you work with them and let them see what world's about? What would you do, Melissa, if your child was psychic and you had that choice, homeschool or public?
Clean. Okay. And a partridge in a pear tree. Again, we always talk about this. Every kid is different. Homeschooling and regular schooling, that's a whole different mindset. If we're talking about a kid that is showing, encourage it, go out in nature, be out in nature with it. Because children are so connected to those higher beings because they are so innocent. They haven't lost any of the their own magic. And if you find that it's something that your child is, you know, demonstrating, encourage it in nature and in a safe, nurturing space. It's, you know, we want to not, like, let the kid freak out and go, oh, my God, I'm saying, you know, or the mom go, oh, my God, you know things. It needs to be nurtured and appreciated. And if the parents have that kind of awareness, it makes it all the better. If it's unusual for a parent to see that, get some help. Get some coaching from an intuitive coach or a healer to kind of give you some guidelines. And it's the kind of thing where every child is unique, so every child's situation is going to be different. But being in nature, being and listening to the waves on the ocean and looking at trees and flowers, really, and lakes and mountains and sunshine and moonshine and starshine and all of that keeps the child connected to just from where they've come. And we want to make sure that that child feels safe in all of this. So it's a very nurturing process. It can't be done jarring. Don't jar someone with it.
Exactly. And remember that, too, and going the other way. I've had a lot of individuals will, and this is something I've been experiencing with my class and students. You say you're not sure of it. Talking to your family, asking them about different abilities, asking the family, a very surprising thing that an individual, a friend of mine, found out that their family was very much, you know, not talk about this. Long story short, they were discussing with them, and they found out, they said that the guys and their mother was telling them there was some things happening with years, and they remembered it, and they said, no matter what you look at, everybody else is working together. They said, you're going to notice a really good situation, and that is for you, is that your family has got those answers. So let's say you are getting some energy. Make sure you do this. I had a friend tell me that their mom right now is working with some Alzheimer's. There's some very serious condition there, and unfortunately, when she let me know this, she said that here in Tampa, they would go and speak with them, and they said that one of the things that really amazed them was another person there let them know that the mom does, you know, coherent back and forth, unfortunately, with that ailment, and she had let them know that basically they had an aunt who did tarot cards. And they were like, and she's like, well, I don't know very much know about this, Anna, and this is my dad's sister. Lo and behold, the guys are working with it. So put it into your prayers. Put it out there with your child. I had a person tell me that, you know, they found out their child was psychic, and they kept them at home. They homeschooled them. They worked with them. They've got them set. And now they found out a really unique thing about their child is their child is craving to be, like you know, what Melissa said, individually, they're asking to be going with it. So we thank all of you guys writing in. We have two emails here. One of them is very serious, and I want you guys just to sit back and relax. We've got a little time for the phone. Melissa, this email is sent to us by one of our friends and associates here in Louisiana. Roberta is writing down that she has recently found out that her child has been going to a place, and she is 17, but this place that she's been going to and she's doing is she's working with a Ouija board. She's also experiencing a lot of symbology. She has asked her. Her daughter tells her she is looking at Wiccan and that she may convert. She doesn't mind the fact that her daughter in faith, because of her age, does Wiccan. Her fear here, and Roberta's asking, is how should she approach this teenager with what she's utilizing, and what ideas would you give this mother who's distraught in Louisiana?
Well, the first thing is it's really great that her child is opening up to her own personal gifts. This is her higher being. If she's going to work with the Ouija board, she's got to be in the purest of light possible. And she needs to put a protection around it. It is an oracle. It is a form of oracle. Everybody starts on the Ouija board. I was like 11 or 12 or 13, you know, and I was at a seance growing up, and there was a Ouija board, I think. I mean, the Ouija board, I think, is part of the initiation. But be very mindful that if you're going to use that, to set up a lot of protective prayers and do it with the integrity of getting knowledge, not for messing around. And so I think it would be Roberta, hopefully you can sit down and just have a talk and let your daughter talk to you about it. Don't feel that she's doing something. She's not doing it behind your back because she's talking to you about it. She probably has a heritage doing, you know, witchy things, and I say that with all love and respect, you know, with the idea of doing her own sort of magic and her own discovery, which is accessible to all of us, and we do it in many different ways. You don't have to be called a witch or Wiccan or a shaman or anything. It's personal for everybody's path. So I feel very strongly that she just needs to do some protection shielding. Christopher Penzack is a book that would be very good for her, where he's a male witch. He's phenomenal. And he has a lot of books out, and he has books on shielding. I think it's called The Witch's Shield, in fact, and there's a CD in the back of it. That would be the book that I would recommend for her daughter to explore so she can get some of these tools for psychic protection and protection while she explores. Otherwise, she's going to be too vulnerable and too open, and that's what her mom's picking up on, and she has every right to do that. So that needs to be discussed, just how she can do this work to explore what her natural gifts are, because they're unfolding and her curiosity is unfolding, and it's fabulous. But to find ways of protection shield, green is coming through very clearly, this beautiful, almost like glittery green, which means that she has a lot of nature elementals that are trying to support her, the green man. She has a lot of elementals that want to help her. But she's got to do it according to the protocol, which is to definitely find ways of self-protection, calling in the light in ways that are meaningful to her, and exploring, you know, going to a center that is more Wiccan. She doesn't need to join a coven right away unless she's drawn to it. She needs to do her own homework on this. And Roberta, I would say what's being shared with me is just don't panic, keep it light, and discuss with her this sort of thing. Okay?
Very good. And Roberta's writing back. She's writing at the same time. She thanks you so much. A lot
You're
of
welcome.
Individuals don't understand us here. We're in a rural town, and I thank you, Melissa, because it is so hard. And she goes, you know, I can tell Melissa's a good, caring person. I want you to know something. Melissa Berman is the best, and I'm glad that she has all those votes on her video. You've got to go look at it. Okay, we will. And one thing that we love
you.
All of you guys who have been telling us that, you know, you tell us who you love the best. That's what we've got happening. We've got some other individuals today, and we're going to be giving away prizes. Connie is here. Bambach, you won, and I got to tell you the most wildest thing. I am going to be sending it out tomorrow to you. I found out something really odd. I put everything together and sent it out. You got an email today saying that you got your package from Psyche's Gone Wild. I did all my stuff I had to do here and was all proud of myself. I did all my work, and the neighbor came over. It was not 20 minutes later and let me know that someone had picked up and took off with your package. I'm like, well, wait a minute. The mail hasn't come. I went out, felt the energy, and someone took off with it. So now if you guys in Tampa see a gentleman with a white shirt, dark hair, I guess he'd be wearing a white shirt because that's one of the prizes he won. There's a picture of Psyche Jethro on it. Tell him that's Connie's because he just took it and went.
Have you had that happen before, Jethro, where you put a package out and that?
No, this is the first time. And it made me realize I live in a pretty good neighborhood. I didn't realize they were shirt takers. But what is really going funny is the neighbor, long story short, once, you know, he wanted a shirt, so now he's getting a shirt. And we're going to come up and work with you, Melissa. We need you to send me a picture you want, and we're going to do a Melissa Berman because I found out a really good thing. My neighbor listens into the show. So, hey, Mike, thank you for listening in. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. Long story short with everybody that's going in, Melissa, you've been helping, and you're always so positive. Tell everybody a little bit of what you're doing this time of the year. Here we are, January. There's some places getting snow. People are getting stressed. What do you do, Melissa, to keep you up in the positive rain during this 2014 intensity?
I scream and yell. You know, I'm driven, like, you know, it's like it's a calling. It's like whatever is presented, I just do my best to deal with it, and I go through my own rage, and I go through my own process like everybody else, and everything has a meaning, and everything is wanting to get my attention, teach me something. It's been a lot of intense stuff going on, and so I just do this work. I mean, you know, and I'm so grateful to be able to participate in this with you, Jethro, because you are such a dear friend. You and Kay have become such dear friends. I'm so grateful. And, you know, and for everybody out there, I'm so grateful that we get to have this. It's communion, you know, and we just are here to do the best we can for our own empowerment and our own connection and share what we have learned and growing with. I mean, it's crazy right now, the chaos and the drama and unhealthy people. And, you know, we just have to do the best that we can so that we can transmute that energy and keep moving forward. Just saying.
Yes, I agree, and
don't
I love that.
Don't put that bottle of scotch down. Get yourself something healthy. Healthy snack of the week, Jethro.
Oh, no. I've been eating brownies that I made with a scrumptious dessert. You put marshmallows on top of them, slightly peanut butter and real chocolate. Don't forget to add that. Oh, my goodness. And then I put them on the top with about 2 cups of Krispies rice cereal, pour it on the top of it, baked for 3 minutes on top of a double chocolate brownie mix, and it is the best.
You haven't fallen off your shoes. Smelling that would make me go out. I'd be like I'd be on the moon. I guess you could do carob as a healthy alternative. Carob and everybody's going, bleh, carob, get us some good stuff. Everybody's nutrition is different. I'm just going to say that much.
I love that. I have people writing it. You're making me hungry. Now, how about caramel on it? That's a very good idea. Well, speaking of, let's go ahead and get real sticky.
And a vat of caramel and just come up for air, right? Because it does have some milk in it. There's some protein in it.
Oh, and you've got to see the next recipe I'm working on here is I'm going to do it double up with the fudge and the brownie mix with like a Rice Krispie treat, only I'm going to drizzle it with honey, and then I'm going to put in a little bit of that chocolate over the top of it. So
make it really healthy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what were you thinking? Well, you were saying,
I don't know. They have these things now at the health food store. I don't know if anybody's tried them. They're these coconut. They're just made from coconut and I think rice syrup. So they're like the inside of like a Mounds bar. No, Mounds had almonds. What's the one that's just coconut and chocolate from our childhood? Is that a Mountain Joy or something? Almond Joy? No, from the Mounds. So you could probably get one of those things with the coconut and just drizzle melted carob on it if you need an alternative. I'm just thinking of these things because I don't eat any of that stuff anymore. So what happened to our articles that we wrote, Jethro? Because it's very important that people read this. I keep referring to it, but they don't know what it is.
The articles went out to our emails, and all of them were put in psychicsgonewild.com, got them in their emails. I have got a couple. Unfortunately, you guys have to bear with me until I get someone to read my emails and do that. Everybody's kind of a little bit lax, and I've been that way for a couple of weeks. I do have I've interviewed some people, and actually I'm going to have someone helping me tomorrow who's going to do some. She's very,
cool.
Very confident. So
we'll talk about that sometime. We'll talk about nutrition and detoxing and, you know, what's right for one person's not going to be right for somebody else and – you know.
And we're going to be giving away, those of you, check your mails. If you get a cute picture or a nice big envelope with a baby on it, don't throw it away. Hang on and read, because if it's from Psyche Jethro, it may have some numbers. We're going to call out numbers, and we're going to give out some prizes to those of you who have already won prizes. It's going to be Psyche's Gone Wild birthday in February, and we're going to go all out.
Yay.
If you're a Jan fan, those of you who are Jan fan, will be the winner will be called February 17th. The Jan fan will win a bunch of prizes. I am working right now, if you guys listen to the show, with Linda Irwin. Linda Irwin's song was on tonight, Linear Time Party. Linda Irwin and The Shift. We love Linda. Linda's here from Unseen World. We've got her back. So while she's over here helping and playing and talking and doing that ET wild work that she does, make sure you guys get in, because some of her music will be one of the prizes we're going to do for the birthday. Linda was one of the first people to start with this show.
Was that her singing earlier?
That was actually, and I apologize, that was Yucca Rose from Bali. But we had three songs because Jeff was a little silly, so you guys.
Yeah, that was like it was like Barry White stuff. I was like, whoa, and then it was sort of like clown stuff, like Bozo the Clown. Remember Bozo the Clown with the red hair? Don't freak out, people who hate clowns. We're just talking. It's okay. And then, and then it was that beautiful voiceover that Gary's Love did for us, which is just gorgeous.
Oh. Brooke is such a sweetheart, and so is Gary. And you know Gary Wimmer's here. Get with him on Lithmacy if you want to learn how, or you want to have a reading. Gary is going completely wild. I've seen that he's doing some other offers. Those of you get a hold of Gary at psychesgonewild.com, all his information's there. Speaking of going wild, we better get on the phone. I've got a bunch of people. 231, you are the fun. How would you like to talk to me in the loop? I know, they're like, Jethro, don't do opera. I like to be a little different. I'm season 231. I'll be good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
Trinity.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How can we help you, Trinity?
I'm going through kind of a complicated relationship right now, and I was just wondering if there was anything you can foresee in the future for me with that.
Well, you certainly are learning how to stand your ground with this relationship. If anything comes out of it, the biggest thing is that you're able to plant both feet on the ground and hands on your hips going, I'm sorry, no. So one of the purposes of this relationship, as stressful as it's been for you, is to teach you about your own boundaries and self-worth and self-love. This other person is clueless, unfortunately, right now in the past, that's being chosen, and it's not your job to educate this person. It's your job to continue to stand your ground and do what's right for you. In the immediate moment, I mean, it's if you're willing to continue to do this, you can keep growing with it for a while, or you can take a little bit of a break. Whatever your inner being guides you to do, follow that. And even if it seems like, I don't want to do that right now, but boy, do I want to do that. Go with the boy, do I want to do that. Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, hi. Because that is, that is what is going to lead you forward with whatever you choose. It's kind of a little gray area right now, but the divine message for you is that it's to help you set the healthiest boundaries you can possibly set. Jethro.
I agree, and I do need a favor, Trini, if you would say your energy, because they're showing me that there's two other situations happening there for you. So, and I don't know why, but we're getting a little bit of echo. If you guys are listening in at the same time when it's on, sometimes the chat room will do that a little bit. And I know we're having problems. Please bear with me. Blog Talk's helping. Trinity, I'm feeling the energy with you a little bit. And do you mind if what I'm feeling is there's something else happening for you also, too, that's going on? Are you experiencing a lot of other people trying to tell you what to do? Because I keep hearing other energy, and, like, you're having to stand your ground.
A little bit.
That's what I'm feeling. The guys are telling me this, and I want to compliment the other reader, but also give you a little more peace since we've been doing all of us reading a little bit more around. They said to let you know that you're going to be strengthened up. I feel like by Valentine's, you're also going to get another ally. Someone else is going to come in and give you a little bit of relief. You're doing a little extra of some things that you've been doing. You're a good person, and I keep hearing the guys say that you just do things sometimes to help someone outside of this more than the relationship you were talking, and that karma is something you do. You're just, there's people around you or something that you're helping. You're doing this not only to be a good neighbor, but just who you are. The guides are watching you. There is karma involved in you, with you right now.
Okay.
So we thank you, and we love you calling in, Trinity. Don't forget, you guys, definitely get a hold of us. I know the phones have went off the wall again. They, even if they're a cell phone, they're having all this energy. And what we love is all of you guys.
Oh,
somebody got the joke.
That's the echo.
And it's us. And
take
we
care,
love
Trinity.
It.
Good luck with everything. Let us know how it goes.
And, let us know. And definitely go to psychicscomwall.com. Follow us. Check in. Trinity, you better call us back. We're going to be thinking of you, putting out prayers. 216. What is the kicks on 216? How are you doing, 216?
Hi, Jethro. Boy, you talk so fast but so clear.
Thank you.
Do people tell you talk fast?
Oh yes, and I have a
but
niece.
But it's clear,
and
though. It's not like you don't. It is. You talk. You're a very fast talker.
And I come from Wyoming.
Oh wow!
So it's a compliment, believe me. But I'm just saying, you're just a fast talker.
Ooh, Jeffrey, you're a fast talker. What's your name, darling?
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
I'm going through kind of a hard time right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I lost my job around Christmas.
Okay.
And, oh, gosh, tell me, please, do you see a new job coming? I'm sending resumes out diligently.
Yeah, February feels like it's going to be the kicker. Yeah. And are you looking for full-time? Or are you doing a couple of part-time?
Full-time. Well, I'm working part-time now, yeah, because you know what? It's more money than unemployment. It is.
Yeah.
So I'm working part-time. I hate it. It sucks. But you got to do what you got to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, try not to hate it so much because it's been provided for you to help you get to this next step. And what you can do is you need to do a little bit of candle work. Do you do candle work at all?
I burn white candles. I like
no,
vanilla.
That's fine. Do you have any frankincense and myrrh oil?
No.
Can you get some?
Yeah.
Or what oils do you have?
I usually use jasmine oil and lavender.
No jasmine with this. Do the lavender. The jasmine's more for romance and lovey-dovey stuff, and that's good for self-love.
Good.
Lavender's for
okay.
Lavender's for peace and moving forward. Frankincense and myrrh is consecration and exorcism and getting rid of all the crap. So if you ever can get some frankincense and myrrh, combine that. You can use that solely or some sandalwood along with the lavender. Just do lavender and white and do an invocation where you are expressing to in divine space exactly what your heart is feeling. And let it all go into the candle and let the candle take the energy for you.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to be able to get back into what I'm doing, aren't I? Well, I work in corporations. Oh, I was betrayed at my job.
Yeah, that was really karmic. It feels like you need to tune in more to the spiritual side of you while you're going through what you're going through,
okay.
So that you can clear out. There's some things you need to clear out to let this other new position come in. There was some karma at this other place, and you transmuted it by getting out of there. So you are being protected while you go through
I was surgically sent out.
Yeah, but you were set up. There was like some backstabbing and there was some really a lot of gossip, a lot of forked tongues and, you know, salamander tongues. We love salamanders, but, you know.
You know what it is? They're so competitive with the company I was with that it's destructive. Does that make sense? I mean, it's unhealthy.
Yeah, so that's good that you're out of there. But your guidance is that you need to do some spiritual work on this so that you've cleared it out and so that when this new position comes in, you don't have any of that residual stuff. Jethro?
Very much. And I thank you, Sherry, because you called us, got a hold of us at a time. These guides are telling me that part of where your other energy is even taken into the account is that they want you also to really enjoy some of this other stuff. And those people were going on. You're one of a lot of the samples. We're seeing a lot of this with individuals. When 2014 hit, it hit with an energy that it's clearing out stuff. And it's like, I feel like these other people there were making you sick.
Oh, my God. Jethro, mean-spirited. Jethro, I didn't do anything. I'm being totally honest here.
Oh, no,
it's
you didn't.
Like,
I mean, you were, like,
there
set
was no
up.
Reason.
You were, like,
they didn't even give me a reason why they let me go. Go on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you were protected out of there. I mean, there was a violent energy there, and this is a past life thing that can be explored at another time, but you come from a place of compassion and trust and truth. And they couldn't handle that. So that's why you got to tap more into that so you can protect that more.
But, Jethro, do you see a job? What do you see? Please tell me I'm going to get a job.
I do. And I see you're going in a lot of directions. They said cast your bread amongst many waters. I see you putting it out in a lot of area. I see the guides telling me that you're doing that, and I do see that it's going to be to your advantage. I also am hearing the guides say that I feel it's going to be in February. I'm feeling like this is a little awkward here with some of the things you're doing. I feel like that you've got to sit down and do that. I like myself. I'm great. And get through the energy of what they're showing me is the positive that you've got so many skills. You need to do this other. I keep feeling like the guys want also that song, A Change Will Do You Good, because they're telling me that you've got I'm having them show me what, because they keep saying that you put in for some of the work. You need to put in a little stronger, and you've got a lot of aptitude. You're also really, but this is what's sad, is you've got some really good references around this that other people who know this, they also know that what else was happening there for this is to come through. You know, and write me privately. I'll send you free. It's an abundance prayer. It always works. And they're telling me with you, you know, obviously with the green, but we need to do, I keep hearing you need to take and sit down and do a light the candle, talk with your guides and let them know you're opening yourself up to any and all ways. Do the left side, not just the manifesting to bring it to me as I'll send to the abundance, but do the left of
the
any
right
and
one.
All means.
Yeah.
Yep. And it will
That's
be,
great.
And it will happen. Yep. And I'm getting, I feel like it's going to come through February 6th is what I'm getting.
Oh, gosh. It's due time, let me tell you.
Well, thank you for calling. You made me laugh. I do have people that talk quicker than me. Sometimes my sister's been on here one time before, but my sister Linda's older than me. And
talk so clear. I think it's great.
Oh, it's all the years of food service. It's like chicken fry, hamburger, where do we go?
Oh, that's so funny. Jethro, I'm going to move forward. Everything's happy days are here again.
Yes, and they are. And
let us know what happens, Sherry.
Thank you. Listen,
you're
have
so
a
welcome.
Nice evening,
all the
okay?
Best. Happy New Year.
Too, and we are wild, and we have quite a few of you in the phones, and we're going to take
you
out of the phones. And we're going to talk to you for a while, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to giggle. And we're now going to grab another phone by the cord and pull them in. It's, we got 626. Where are you, 626? Can you hear me?
It's you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you tonight?
Can you turn your radio off and just talk to the phone? I think there's feedback going on, or your your computer.
Uh-huh.
And
can you hear me now?
Yeah, talk right into your phone, okay, honey?
Yes.
There you go. What's your name?
My name is Lupe.
Hi, Lupe.
Hi.
How are you?
Curious, nervous, you name it, I'm it.
All right, we're listening. We're all ears. Give us the 411, Lupe.
Okay, ever since my husband passed away, it's just been so negative with myself and my kids. I have a set of twins and a daughter and a son, a total of four kids, and it's been very hard on me because the twins, they were born with a high-risk premature, and my daughter afterwards, after her father passed away, got into drugs, tried to commit suicide, and we've been just going down.
What was your daughter's relationship with your husband?
They were very close.
There wasn't any kind of other thing going on there, like yelling or... It feels like she's rebelling against something. That I, you know, I'm not going to talk about... I'm not going to go there with... All right, let's take this a different way. It wasn't your fault that your husband died, Lupe, so you have to stop blaming yourself for it. That was his path. That was his soul. That was his karma, his journey, whatever. Your kids don't understand the whole concept of family right now for some reason. They think that it has to be the mom and the dad and, the all of that. And so in your heart, if you can figure out a way to redefine how you want your family to be. It's okay that it's you as the head of the family. And there's some tradition there that they're kind of, rebelling against and that sort of thing. Do you have any relatives that you can count on a little bit in like for a meal or a get-together where it's celebrating, not...
Ever since their father passed away, life has never been the same.
Of course.
And it's like we stuck to our own, just my kids and I, and then later on I got remarried. And it's just like my life has been going down. It's, hasn't
been
working.
Are you still
with that
other marriage?
Not even with my marriage and work-related and all kinds of things just coming down.
So there is a stepfather now in the picture. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, things have to be redefined. They have to be set into a new motion. The past is the past. Grief is personal. It will take the time it takes. There's no formula for it. But the hand that's being dealt right now is saying, and what's being shared is that the family has to be redefined now. The going downhill, all of that stuff, it feels like there's some sort of interference going on. I don't know if you talk to your angels, if you talk to higher beings, if you're comfortable with that. Now would be the time to really bring that energy forth and ask for spiritual help, because you don't have to do this alone. And this has been the message for so many people, Lupe, lately, that our guides, our angels, Jesus, everybody has to have our permission in order to help us, even God, even whatever your truth is, goddess, whatever. But you have to ask for help and give them permission. And that seems to be what I just keep getting from your angelic team, is the family has to be redefined now. A new way of doing family has to be brought forward, and those boundaries have to be set in motion. And the grief is personal, and the grief is, your grief is going to be your grief, your kids' grief is going to be their grief. But you can turn this around. It's going to take a little work and a lot of prayer. Jethro, can I turn it over to you now? Hello?
Yes, I'm having my phone. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
These phones are going really well, Lupe, and I just think that's very much what they're saying. And I'm not going to reiterate everything she said, but I agree very much there. The guides are telling me that you have very much worked with the saints and some other stuff, and it looks like I keep hearing them working with you. Very much what Melissa's got there. Lupe, we thank you. Blessings for calling. I can feel like you've become one of our friends. Definitely put in, and we can see if we can get you some, win some of the books or prizes. And welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I love your angel guide. You have like a happy angel. It's like, la la la, everything's happening tense. You would tell me this stuff, and the whole time your angel was like they're ready for the sunshine, they're telling me.
And how's it gonna, I'm going to be doing as far as work, because I just been having trouble with work-wise. And also I've been told that that my kids' father been wanting to talk to me, and it's just like, what is he trying to say?
Well, you've got to like do the prep work. Yep. You have to, like, prepare the space and bring...
Hello, we've got there. We're taking a few minutes, but we thank you. We're having a little bit of there with the energy, and so that's what
I'm sorry, Jethro. I didn't mean to talk over you like that. I apologize.
It's all right. We lost Lupe. I was somewhere in the energy. We went to both do it. I think sometimes it does a surge, but we'll go ahead and what we've got. So we're here to help, and that's what we do. That's what I call it here to serve. So blessings to you. Please, if you do get a chance, I think I've got your 6-4 number here. If you do call back in, Lupe, we'll do what we've got here. Moving right along, we've got quite a few callers tonight. So you guys, we will try to keep it down to one question. I know this is great. One of the really fun things that I love about doing this show is that we get to help you. So 704, how are you tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What's your name?
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hi. How can we help you?
Okay. Well, I had a question. So I was wanting to know about myself and a person with do you need the full name or just the initials?
You can just give me initials.
Okay. G.
And?
And because I know that there were forces
outside. Did they have a last name? Just the initial.
P.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Because I know there were forces outside of myself that literally forced me into this person's, path because, So, and I'm just wondering, I know it was. I realized it was a whole year I was being nagged about and so I finally went on with it, and which is very unusual because that never happened to me before. But, so I was just trying to find out what is it, you know, why was I supposed to meet this person?
Because he's cute.
Okay.
You know, and that's okay. And there's a lot of flirty stuff, and there's a lot of, let's go to the beach and hang out at the beach, and kind of sort of immature energy there as well, like 16-year-old energy there. So for you, having been drawn to each other, it feels like it's time to be a little bit more playful in your life. Don't be afraid to take a little more risks with your heart. Doesn't mean you have to lay everything out for one person, but it's really kind of giving you an opportunity, it feels like, to just sort of share a little something that you haven't necessarily always felt you deserved. And so when these situations come up, it's always a reflection of how do you love yourself? How do you treat yourself? And, this may not be long-term, but it certainly feels like you can have some fun, Jethro.
I agree. And Jennifer, I feel like the guides are also showing me there's many colors around you working in universal space. You have a really good ability of how you take things and look at them. The guides are showing me that there's two angels working with you real strong on some work there. Do you mind, Jennifer, with me? The guides are telling me that there's something very significant coming up for you in March and April, but I need to get your date of birth, if you don't mind, to look.
So it's September 14th? Do you need the year?
Now that's fine. It's September the 14th, and the energy of working with the energy there with the Virgo, and that's what the guys are showing me. They said that you are going to be expanding on some things that you've put together, and I feel that it's going to be some really good positive work with you, that you're going to see yourself growing in more areas than you expected. And we thank you, Jennifer. Hope it helps you.
Okay.
And we got here going with the
Jennifer.
Phone. We are having a lot of energy with the phones, you guys, so hang in there.
Can you mute me? What happened with the mute? Because it went mute, unmute. What was that?
It might have. I was trying. I remember when they asked me to read, and I went, sometimes I do that so we don't aren't both talking. We had customers.
Oh, okay.
People said we were both talking at the same time. I had four other ones that we were like, so I was trying to, but I just tried to get the
you
other phone.
You just wanted me to be quiet.
No. I'm trying to get everybody. We have right now 23 callers. We're in 17 minutes, so I'm trying. But I do.
Are we going only for an hour tonight?
Yeah, there's only two of us, and we've also got some other individuals that are helping in a little bit of the chat room, but I do want to encourage all of you guys, as you know, that we are in February doing a whole new round, and that's what we're welcoming. So it is with the phones, and it is frustrating when we have technical difficulties. I do know that according to the belief, a lot of times when we're having this, it is surge. We are so busy. This is one of the busiest shows. So you guys, we can only do one question and answer. So sometimes I know I've had some people write me. I do really ask that we do that, because it's like this time I took was 3 minutes from somebody else. 219, how are you, 219?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Trying to get through this wild phones. And you are?
What's your name?
My name is Lizette.
Hi, Lizette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm going to say that. I'm very well, thank you. May I say that with a French accent, Lizette? How can we help you, Lizette?
Well, I've been wondering, will there be like a move out of state? I know I've been thinking about it, but I'm not sure if I should go along with it or it's not a good idea or what.
If you move out of state, you really, really need to research the area that you're going to before you make the move.
Okay.
It's not like the Wizard of Oz coming with a tornado and just replanting you somewhere. This is a serious change for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure that it's a place that you feel you can grow in.
Okay.
Not just a place to move, but a place where you can put roots down and grow. It feels like you need to do a little bit more research on it. Try not to think about it too much, but let your heart guide you, and then make the preparations to see.
Okay.
It doesn't look dark or bad. There's a little gray area right now because that's your gray area, sort of like you're not sure what to do. So the thing that's going to help you make your decision is this a place where I can grow?
Right.
And
okay.
Set up roots.
Okay.
Yeah?
I think so.
Oh, you're welcome, Lisa. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Let us know what happens, okay?
And we're working right along. This is Psychic Jethro and Melissa Berman together doing Psychics Gone Wild. Live is your name. Would you like to speak for a minute? You are on Skype and you came in as live. If you like.
Hi.
Yes. How are you, live?
I'm doing good. I just want to know if I'm going to get work.
Okay. And your name?
Hello?
Okay. We apologize. See, that's sometimes that happens when you call in on Skype or you do the other phones. We're hearing a little bit of this thing's happening. We need you to give us your name. If you guys got a question, and one of the things there, I want to make you guys understand, we are really happy we're doing it, but you've got to work with us too a little bit. That gives us permission of who is, and I apologize with the phones because sometimes that is going through. 608, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Would you like to talk, 608?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name's Carla.
Hi, Carla. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Great. A lot of my questions tonight's a relationship question. I wanted to see what you pick up on where my friendship with Michael is headed.
Okay. I want to say your name, Carla. I love
it
your name.
It's Carla.
I know. I love to say it about Carla. Okay.
Okay.
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael. Friendship with Michael. It feels like he needs a little coaxing. Is that true, that he kind of gets a little draggy?
He does. He works an amazing amount of hours right now. He gives new meaning to the word workaholic. He's been very enslaved to work because of the profession he's in. It's very high demand, and it's hard to get time away. I think some of that's just by choice here as well, though.
Well, it
so
feels
he has
like
been quite busy for quite a while.
Your relationship is concerned that he drags his feet a little bit, that he would rather take his time with it and make it on his terms, which is not always the healthiest thing for a relationship. You have to decide, is that something that you feel empowers you and makes you feel special, or is it a waste of your time? He's a nice
guy.
He doesn't care about
you. It's been basically in a friendship. You know, it hasn't been a full-scale relationship at all. It's been an incredibly great friendship all the way through.
Well, I mean, right now the guidance is that's being shared is that it's up to you to decide, you know, would it be appropriate for you on your terms to pursue it? And that's a hard question that, you know, you don't have to answer that, like, right away. That's something you can meditate on and go with. Right now it just feels like he's complacent with it. He's kind of almost stuck with it. You know, it's not like he's going to pursue it right away, a romantic thing, because he sort of settles in, and it's easier for him. And that may not be enough for you. Jethro?
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm, Carla, I'm feeling with you, and the energy that you're going through is really strong there. I feel like, and I apologize, I'm with it, but I'm handling a lot of technical difficulties behind it. Can you ask the question again? I'm trying to keep this going. It's really frustrating. I've loved doing this for 3 years, but it's so frustrating when I've got emails and everything going at the same time. Carla, can you ask the question again? Because I keep hearing like a lot with you. I'm getting a lot of static.
I just want to ask where my friendship with Michael is headed at this point. He's been in my life for almost 2 years now. We've built a really great friendship all the way through and such, and it's been nice. So I'm just wondering where it's going to head, if he's going to pursue it into something further. He's been, you know, literally enslaved into a lot of work, you know, for quite several months, which is why we've just maintained a friendship, because of the field he works in is very high demand right now.
And I saw the energy with it working together, and I'm getting that you two are going to even go another stronger. It isn't just the work with him. I feel the love's in there. What they were showing me, an energy, and that's why I had to kind of, I cut muted and was back and forth fighting with the little gremlins that are trying to chew our phone cords, and working with you on the energy. They're telling me that you two are working together in such a cycle that I see it going even stronger. And what they keep showing me is that you're also part of why you were put in his life. I love the name too, because I feel that you're an earth name. I feel you're also bringing in the cycle for him to build that bridge. Okay, you've got both together. I do see that one of the other qualities you have with him is you've put another stability in his life. Before you came into his life, he was very sad. I feel you're that happy sunshine in his life. And that's what I'm getting at. That's what I feel, and I feel it getting stronger. You know, and if you do have a wedding, you better bring me. I can make the best cake you ever have.
Oh, no,
okay. Yeah, he's been a really good, positive influence in my life and my kids' life since, you know, day one. It's been nice all the way around. But, yeah,
but
he works
choice.
In IT.
Yeah, it's your
yeah,
choice.
I know. I realize that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, again, he's comfortable with the way things are, and it's up to you. It's your choice how you want to see this go. And you don't have to rush in or push anything, but if somebody else comes around that you're interested in, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to test out who's right for you. You know, it feels like you have options. But he's a good guy. It's not like he's not.
Right.
And you're awesome. So.
Thank you, Carla, for calling in. Psychic's gone wild, and we have got 15 of you left, and we've only got 8 minutes to go. 912. What about you? 912.
Hello.
Hi. That they grabbed 912 and took them back out to the seas and the depths of it. 503. What about you and me? 503. Okay, 503. You can say hello. Okay. We are very busy at 702. We're up to you. Psyche's gone wild. Would you like to talk 702?
Me? Yes, I would.
You got in. You spoke when the asked question was, would you? And you did. How are you? This is Jethro and Melissa, and your name is?
My name's Melina, and I have a question about my business, if it's going to go anywhere in the next year.
Excellent. All right. And can you hear us, Melissa? You're still here?
I'm still no, I'm not here. Where did I go?
Oh, no. They took our Melissa and they let her down. She's always happy. Okay. I've got to grab it. I've got a grip on me. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to take this one? You take this one, and I'll put it in after.
And help me with this, because we need a light energy. I do know that we're having a lot sent tonight, and we want to thank everybody. This is the fun thing. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. I had two of the people that are concerned about this. Don't get excited. If people are causing oddness, we know we're doing it right. Melina, I'm going to have you.
Melina, her name is it's Marina.
It's Melina, actually.
Oh, I apologize.
But you guys are close.
I'm sorry, Melina. Oh, God. I apologize.
Oh, when they call me Jetero, and that makes me cranky. You said your business. Now, I need a little bit more to go on energy, because what I'm getting with you right now is that you're doing some work there and some other things happening. So can you mind giving me a little bit of numerology so we can narrow it down? I can use your birth date, which will tell me about your business and what you're cycling, or I can use just the address. You don't have to give me the street so we don't have everybody in the radio coming over, which wouldn't hurt you. Publicity. Talk to me about numbers here a little bit. Give me your date of birth.
Okay, my birthday is May 2nd, 84.
I see with you in the business in this year, you asked about how your business is going. I see you're on the word budget. I see this next couple weeks working together with you. As I've helped people with stocks and what I'm working with right now, that's what I see you're going through. Those of us who do this lifestyle and the energy is that you're putting it together. I feel like that you've got someone that needs to kind of help you a little bit, but you are that stubborn Taurus. You're also working with what you've got. I keep getting your hands. Now, I keep getting beauty. Are you doing hairstylist, beauty?
I'm actually making candles, handmade. So
excellent with the hands. See, I'm sorry. I'm a little slow tonight. I got a little frustrated with all this, trying to get my word in and trying to get the phones to quit grabbing the lines. I see you working with those hands, and I see you doing it, and I see it coming together. I also see you making some other money with the word of mouth. I see people getting you together for parties. They're showing me I'm getting a mail that's helping you or going to be part of it or something there.
Yes, exactly. My husband's helping me. So.
He rocks. He's a keeper.
So you see it being maybe a little successful for me?
I am. And Melissa, I'm helping here. I'm turning it over. Melissa, it's your turn to help read.
There feels like there's a lot of very positive energy in this, that this is something you've been wanting to do for a very, very, very long time. And it feels like you can – are you into fairies at all? And the other worldly beings?
Actually, yeah.
Because if you can call upon the fairies in sacred space, they're going to help you. They really want to help you with this. There's that energy of manufacturing and production, and this is what they specialize in. So you want to just, do a ritual or what's something that's comfortable to you, just invoke them and just say, in sacred space, I call upon the magic of the fairies as I've been guided to bring about change and success for my business. Please guide me and help me. And then you're going to start seeing places where your candles are going to want to go into, things you can do online, ways that you can market yourself, and the doors are just going to fly open. But they want to help you because this is one of their specialties.
Okay.
Yay!
Hey.
Well, thank you guys so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Congratulations. Happy New Year, Melina.
You too. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. We have down to the last 3 minutes. Those of you who didn't get in, I have a couple of you writing me, going, mommy, don't freak out. Get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com. I do have a little bit of a waiting list, but I do know that I have Sunday afternoon open this week. So a couple of you want to get a reading or get with us. Melissa Berman, tell them how to get with you, Melissa, and to be able to get a full reading and a one-on-one with Melissa.
Well, you can contact me through Jethro, through Psychics Gone Wild, or directly at my email, which is mabermanarts@gmail.com. And we start the dialogue going. I'm not going to use your email for anything else but our conversation together. And then, we can see what works for you. If you want an hour reading, 15-minute, whatever is good for your life at the time. And I do email readings as well.
Love that.
Yay.
And those of you calling in, yay. We got a little
yay.
Bit of it. So we're taking this energy and we're taking this time to tickle all of you who have not been giggled or been messed with in any way, shape, or form. You have been left to yourself. Not, we're going to still mess with you. So continue to keep calling, keep going, and we do love all of you. I know that one of the most wildest things about this is we have increased. It's because of people like Melissa Berman. We love you, Melissa. Melissa has come on, helped us grow. I do know that there. What is the number on there? Did you? I mean, Melissa, how many do you have on that video? I think you've beat a new record. We used to have 21,000 was one of our highest videos last year, and I think yours is like how many? 50 something?
You tell me.
Something like over 53,000 people. Whoa. It's just phenomenal. It's just bloom.
Well, that's so nice of that gentleman to do that for us, and his support is just, you know, so priceless.
And Michael Graven, listening out there, we love you dearly. You're the one who did that video, and you made something else make me feel really good about the thing that you did there, is you also brought up a really good point about the fact that you just have a good time. We hope you guys did too. Tonight's been one of those nights. I know Mercury retrograde's coming into effect, but tonight was kind of one of those. But you know what's really good? We still got through, and I know two of the people took credit for it. No, it wasn't you, Bad Darren. I know that you were up in Canada. You always take credit. You just need to just quit trying to take the blame for everything, Darren. But it's like, Darren is, and you've listened to us for 2.5 years. Darren's right. Me, Jan is the best. You and Melissa rock. I am the one who made it happen. Something about your sock. Come on, you're never going to make a song that way. How am I going to sing that? I've got people looking for. Come on, Darren. Love you. Definitely at the last second that we've got, last minute we're here, we're going to be welcoming all of you new people. If you didn't get in, tune in tomorrow, Friday night, same time. It's going to go wild
tomorrow's
again.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, definitely don't tune in at the same time. Tomorrow's Thursday. Jethro is so busy. I have, you know, you guys have heard there's a rumor out there. Jethro has went bonkos. It's been busier than it's ever been. I feel so graced and blessed with all
of you.
Thank
you, everyone. It's the chocolate and the brownies, maybe?
Might have been. And we did a very intense tonight. I did a class teaching people how to read the regular playing cards my way. I did it my way, me and Frankie, singing it here in Florida. And the most fun that I got to tell you guys is we got so many surprises coming for you in February. Definitely check in with us. Those of you who haven't got your stuff, send to me, because now that I know some guy's stealing stuff out inside, I'm going to the office and getting your psychicsgunwall.com presents to all of you. Talk to you guys next week. Thank you, Melissa. Stay cool out there in the California sunshine.
Thank you, Jethro. Talk to you all soon. Thanks for everything, everybody. Good night. Be well. Be happy. Be wild.